Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 3rd, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. Want to apologize. We had a scheduling conflict with our good friend, Representative Scott Krug, was not able to join us today. Appreciate being able to have him on next month. Looking forward to that. Right now, we have with us Nicole Menzel, Library Director at Leicester Public Library of Rome. Nicole, maybe the most important question I ask you, did I get your last name right?
Well, actually, it's Menzel.
Menzel.
Uh-huh.
Menzel.
Not
okay.
Not like Idina Menzel.
Okay.
That's right. Usually where people go to. So.
I think even I did it subconsciously.
I did a little bit.
I apologize for that.
Go for it.
My last name's Mailoff. You can mess it up all you want. Nicole, thanks for being here. We love our libraries in this area. We're such a anything we can do to talk about any of our local libraries, we love taking it. I should journalistically mention that my mother worked at our library here in Wisconsin Rapids for over a decade. So I'm a little biased about this stuff. So no hard questions today.
Okay, great.
I actually do like to start off the first time somebody's joined us, if you don't mind, Nicole, giving us a little bit of your background, your origin story, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. If you go back in the day, I was born and raised in Wisconsin, okay. A small town close to Green Bay, Seymour, home of the hamburger.
Yeah.
People always know that. I don't actually have a background in library science. Hmm. So people usually are like, well, how did you end up at the library?
Yeah.
So I actually went to UW-La Crosse for my undergrad, got a degree in English. Then I went to Kansas State University for grad school and got a degree in counseling and student affairs. Mm. So I worked at UW-Stevens Point for about 5 years. Then I worked in nonprofit sector for about 4.5 years. Mm. And during that time, opened a bookstore in Stevens Point with some friends.
Cool.
Yeah, started a bookstore kind of during the pandemic, which some people think is crazy, but has been super fun. And started to realize that I finally knew what I wanted to do when I grew up, which was to work in a library. We partnered with a lot of libraries. And then I moved to Rome about 2 years ago and saw the director position open and was like, here's my chance. I'm just going to apply for it and see what happens. Mm. And that's how I ended up in the role.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool story. Very. And I mean, for so much, I mean, not to gauge this here or anything, but you seem young to me. So all that to happen, that's pretty cool. That is pretty. Is the bookstore still running in Point?
Yeah, it is.
What's the name of it? We'd love to put it out there.
It's called Bound to Happen Books. It is right across from the Stevens Point Library.
I've been there.
Have you?
I've been there, yeah.
Awesome.
What a small world. It's a small world. It's a great bookstore. There's a handful of great ones in Point. There's some really good ones up
there.
We're
actually going to be creating some promotional materials now that we have, I think there's 4 of us in 2 blocks.
Right.
So yeah, we're going to lean in and get people to come.
I heard about your bookstore. I was in a used bookstore down there. Moonlight Books, or I can't think of what the exact name. I had to look it up. But they told me to go over to yours.
Yes.
And I thought that was so cool. I'm like, wow, you're actually helping me go to another business, a quote unquote competitor. He's like, we don't look at it that way.
Yeah.
I thought that was beautiful.
Yes.
And it's really vital in order to keep, like, I don't believe that there's any chance that we're losing our libraries, but our used bookstores, that's one of those ones that we're losing more and more. And any chance to support those, to keep those around.
Yep.
I love the idea of libraries and them working together. That's a really cool idea.
Well, and everyone's like, why would you have a bookstore right by a library when people can just get books for free? And I'm like, because people who like books.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone comes in and they're like, I can't afford this because, let's be real, books are expensive, we send them to the library.
Mm.
Every time we can tell them who to go to, what person to talk to. We do programming with the library. So it works out really well to kind of have that back and forth relationship.
It's a natural fit. And it makes me think of, too, for you, this is kind of a natural fit, if you ask me, from hearing your background and then especially the nonprofit work.
Yes.
Going from a nonprofit to this, not that you went to just to this, but going from this to a local business, starting that, and then going into the library. Do you think that that work in the nonprofit is going to benefit you working with the library?
Totally. The thing about being a library director is you're not necessarily a librarian, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to do the behind the scenes things, yeah. the budgets, the administrative work, mm-hmm. meeting with different people. You manage the staff. And so mm-hmm. the time that I get to spend actually doing book stuff is small compared to the time I spend kind of managing things. Mm-hmm. So the experience that I have, I worked in HR in the nonprofit mm-hmm. I worked for, has been phenomenal in both owning a business and working in the library in Very this
cool.
role.
Very cool. Do you see this as far as the, how long have you been doing the job?
Oh, not very long. I started the first week of August.
Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, not a long time at all.
No.
How do you feel it's going for you personally? I think everything I've heard from the community and everything, library's running great. Everything's going well on that end. How about for you personally? How do you feel it's going?
Yeah. Personally, I love it. I get excited to go to work every day. Cool. My husband calls it a fake job at this point. He's like, oh, man, looks like you're excited to go to work again. And I was like, yes, I am excited to go to work.
Very cool.
It's Rome is such a unique community, and the people who use the library are absolutely wonderful. So I feel like I just get to go and like hang out with a cool community and provide services, programs, materials, and things to support that community. It's pretty awesome.
It's that when me and my family when we first moved to the estate, Rome was where we lived.
Was it?
Yes. Oh, it just always will have a special place in my heart, no matter where I live, how old I get.
Yes.
I will always love that area. It's
yes.
beautiful. Just a wonderful area. And we got some wonderful events going on at the library, Nicole. I wouldn't mind getting into some of that. I see you got a late night at the library. That's a fun event. Can we touch on some of the events you have going on over there?
Yeah. So one of the things, the library is typically open from 9 to 6 or 9 to 5, depending on the weekday. And that works for a lot of the population that lives in Rome. But if you work a 9 to 5 job, you don't have time to stop in at the library. So we are trying a new pilot program of having a late night at the library from 6 to 8 on Wednesday nights, so that folks who maybe, you know, can't come mm-hmm. between normal hours are able to stop in. We're going to try to have different programming on those nights. I'm the one who's going to be there, so you can come hang out with me,
cool.
which I think is pretty exciting.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So that's one thing that we're pretty excited about.
Mm-hmm. I see, too, and encourage people to check out the website, romepubliclibrary.org. Check it out before it changes, because it might be updating. But romepubliclibrary.org is the website. I actually ran into this, and Nicole and I in our pregame were talking a little bit about this. There is a number of Leicester libraries, so important to make sure that you're looking at the Rome Public Library.
Correct.
And on this website, I see, for one, that you've got a nice upcoming event schedule.
Yes.
And that's always nice for people to see. You got yoga at the library coming up?
Yes.
That sounds cool.
We started yoga after there's a woman, her name's Lisa. She actually owns a business in Wisconsin Rapids, and she does yoga at the Rome Farmers Market mm-hmm. on Fridays. And well, the Rome Farmers Market is only in the summer. Mm. And people were like, well, we really want to keep doing yoga. So we were able to bring her on for the fall. And we actually just got a grant through Visit Rome, which is the tourism organization Rome. Yep. And we are going to be continuing it until the farmers market starts up again in May.
Cool.
We will have yoga every Friday at 11 o'clock. Donation is appreciated of $5, but mm-hmm. we will never charge anyone because that's what libraries are there for.
Right on. Well said. That's a fun one. This fall card making workshop that's coming up, that sounds really cool too.
Yeah, so one of our staff members, Dawn, she is lovely. She actually lives in Wisconsin Rapids and comes and works with us. She's a part-time person, but she's great.
Mm.
She loves doing cards and making them, and so she has been working on designing some different ones. So we have a fall card making program coming up this Monday from 3 to 4, and then we're going to have another one in December on a Monday from 3 to 4 as well.
Good timing, certainly with the holidays right around the corner.
Yes.
And while I think of kids with these things a lot of the time,
yeah.
I don't begrudge adults or anybody doing this, because being point blunt about it, everybody's going through, not everybody, but it's hard times. And the holidays kind of really pull on the strings of our budgets and everything. Homemade things, there's nobody who doesn't love them. Yes. Especially I'm thinking of my mother right away. Like my mom, just she's in the back of my head right now, like, Jimmy, promote that. Because she's a big fan of these things. And it's not only a chance to spend some time at the workshop and at the library, but you just don't know who you're going to run into.
Yeah.
You might get to see somebody that you haven't seen in a while. And these things are great for the events and what they're doing.
Yep.
But there's these layers to it that I find so wonderful, especially in our communities, where people just love to run into people they haven't seen in a while, or you know, them and a friend are going to do this together and that kind of thing. We understand what's coming. Winter is coming. and it's going to get colder and colder and harder for us to have events to do and things to bring us out of the house. So these kind of events are meaningful on a lot of layers, a lot of ways.
Yeah, and because our user base in the library is primarily adults in Rome, Rome doesn't have a huge population of children, just statistically. Most of our events are geared towards adults, just because that's the population we have. We do also have story times and kids events that are happening, but a lot of what we do is for adults. We've got a homemade holidays program that is not on the website yet, but will be coming up for people to make gifts. And again, all of these things are free. So,
keep that in mind, everybody. And I'll let you know right now, Nicole, you're killing it. You're doing a great job. So the catch of that is you're going to have to come back.
Oh.
You're gonna have to come back probably at least maybe once a month, once every 2 months, something like that. But you're going to have to come back. I'm sorry.
Pretty fun to hang out with. So, all right,
but,
you know.
Well, I can't say the same about me, but hopefully I'll up my game a little bit. I'll try.
Put some effort in.
My mom's favorite event that they had at the library here in town was the Children's Story Times.
Yes.
And that you guys have this is beautiful. November 8th, Children's Story Time from 10:30 to 11 at the Leicester Public Library of Rome.
Yes.
This is one of those ones, too, that I feel like libraries take, I don't want to say take seriously, but it's important to libraries.
Yeah. We've actually never had a story time
I didn't think so.
Program okay. before, not a regular one. And the staff felt very passionate about wanting to try it. Many libraries who do story times talk about how it has taken years to build up a story time kind of following, I guess you could say. And I was like, well, we've got to start somewhere, right? So we have had at least one child at every story time since we started.
Cool.
So they're every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11. And it's not just stories either. The staff puts so much work into it. They dress up. They have activities. They do songs and dances, make crafts. And it's really, really cool to get to see the kids try something different every time and to meet the kids that live in the community as well.
I don't think that it's lost on anybody that we've got more and more kids getting more and more involved in tech, whether it's their tablets or phones or what have you. And I'm not one of these people that, we got to get kids out of tablets and stuff. I think kids correct themselves more than we give them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they, you know, every kid, no matter what their age, likes to play. And you can't, you know, you got to kind of get outside to do that a lot of times and do these things. But we also understand that, you know, the reading numbers are hurting in this state. And you know, it's great to see adults reading. We love that, no matter who they are. The older you are, better. But getting the kids involved in reading, sparking that interest in them is vital going forward.
Yep.
The better readers they are, the better they're going to be in school. The better they are in school, the better they go on into, you know, into the world and the jobs they do and being taxpayers. This all adds up.
Yes.
So these bedtime or these story times may seem fun and simple. It's more than that, though. There's so much to. We just don't know what kid. This kid A, that may have not been a big reader, goes to this story time, sees the wonderful tenants there, you know, people celebrating and having fun and putting on costumes during this. Maybe it sparks something.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's a fun thing, too. I mean, don't let that get lost, me being overly serious. Don't let that get mixed up in all this. It's a fun event for kids and parents.
Totally. And it gives parents a little bit of a break, too, especially in a community when you've got parents who are stay-at-home parents. They get to interact with other parents, which I think is just equally as important as the kids getting to interact with other kids as well.
Very true. I wanted to also talk about the book Buddies, Bedtime and Brunch.
Yes.
This is an awesome name. You had me on the name right away.
I love a good alliteration.
Yeah, yeah.
It took us like 5 seconds to be like, okay, this is it. So essentially, this is a new program for us that we're really excited about, and it's almost half full already.
Cool.
I know. So if people want to sign up now.
Mm-hmm.
But every kid who comes will get to create a stuffed animal. So we have different everyone is different to pick from. They'll stuff it. They get to make a little wish with it. We'll do some games and things. One of our staff members is making sleeping bags for every stuffed animal. She is sewing them today. Yes, I know. That's awesome. We will tuck the animals in on Friday night, and then the kids get to help us lock the library. There will be lanterns involved with fake candles, but still, they're lanterns. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. And the animals may or may not get up to some shenanigans when they are left alone in the library on Friday night, which there may or may not be evidence of. Mm-hmm. And so then when the kiddos come to pick up their new friend the next morning, we'll have some brunch. We'll do some more games and stories and things, and they'll get to take their stuffed animal home with them and maybe see some evidence of library fun.
Nicole, I hear you keep mentioning kids, so this does have an age limit. I'm a little too old for this.
You know what? We don't like to put age limits on things because I am a firm believer that anyone at any age can do whatever they want, but this, yes, is more targeted towards kids.
Probably smarter to do it that way. Probably smarter. But what a fun idea. What a fun event. Yes. I'll bet how much as kids we would love doing something like this.
I love it as an adult, so I'm probably just as excited as the kids are to get to do this.
It's a fun idea, and I noticed a couple of the things we've brought up are either new ideas or something new to the library. We'll get more into this a little bit. I want to talk about the future of the library and your hopes for that. So yeah. I'm already getting a little bit of that answer, though, through some of these things that we're talking about. That's really cool. And you haven't even been on the job a year. I mean, that's pretty impressive. It's very impressive.
I dive in.
Yeah, right on. We're speaking with Nicole Menzel.
Yes.
New library director at Leicester Public Library of Rome. And when you were talking about registering for this book, Buddy's Bedtime and Brunch, and it's you know, we want you to register right away, everybody. How can people do that?
Yeah, they can either call or stop in at the library to do it. Right now, we don't have any online registration options. That is one thing I want to do in the future. But a lot of people like to talk on the phone still. So
yeah. Give them a call. Again, that phone number 715-325-8990. And we'll get that again before we wrap up today. I did also want to mention, I think that there are some great resources on the website for people. And make sure to bookmark RomePublicLibrary.org. Because one of the things that I find so cool nowadays is I want a book, and they may not have it at the Leicester Public Library. Mm-hmm. But you can find it at another library, and I can still get that book. And I understand this technology has been around for a long time, but I find it surprising the people I talk to that don't know that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of magical. Actually, mm-hmm. But most libraries in the state are part of a consortium of other libraries, mm-hmm. and so the Rome Library is in the same system as the Wisconsin Rapids Library. Mm-hmm. It's the South Central Library System, and we have like a reciprocal borrowing process. So if you go in to our catalog, you'll be able to see any book that's at any library in our system, which also includes Madison, which means that, and Stevens Point, we've got a lot, you know. Yeah. And you can check out any book, and it gets delivered to the library of your choice within the system, so you don't have to go somewhere else. And then when you can bring it back, you can bring it back to any library in the system. So yeah. If you are doing some shopping in Rapids from Rome, you can bring it back to the Rapids Library. If you're visiting someone in Rome from Rapids, you can drop your books off there. And we have a delivery service that is just for our libraries that picks it all up. It's magic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. It's a kind of magic. It really is cool. And wanted to mention as well that there are e-books available, audiobooks available through our library.
Yeah, we have it's called Libby app. Mm-hmm. It's an app you can download on your tablet, on your phone, whatever, and you have access to ebooks, audiobooks, magazines, some different resources. And that is not just from our system, but the state of Wisconsin actually all pools money together to create one of the biggest online material systems in the nation. Yeah. So we're kind of the envy in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. of a lot of states. It's a really, really cool thing that is 100% free for people. And you don't even have to leave your house. You can just get it at home.
Oh, it's such a nice feature. And again, keeping people of all ages reading however they like to read.
Yes. Yep.
Nicole, we've kind of, like I said, touched on this already a little bit, but anybody that comes into a job with a new position, I'm always curious of what your hopes for, not only with the job itself, but with the library itself or what business you might work in. With this one, it's a lot, there's more layers to it than mm-hmm. your normal business or something like that. We understand that our libraries kind of walk that line of almost a nonprofit to a business and in that gray area there. What are your hopes going forward for the library?
Yeah, I think my hopes are, it's not about me. So libraries are about the community. And so the number one thing coming into it is trying to meet the people who use the library right now, the people who live in the community, being involved in other community aspects, representing the library to really get us out there and hearing what people want. Because I can want a whole bunch of things, but that doesn't mean that the community wants that. The staff are vital to that mission. They have had so many different ideas, and that's where a lot of these new programs have come from, is the staff. You know, they're the ones who have been there, and they're like, mm-hmm. oh, people are asking for this. Can we do yoga? Sure, let's give it a try. Why not? I think it's fun to get to say yes to things and see where they go. Outreach, though, is probably one of the biggest things I think that we do want to work on, okay. just because Rome is a growing area. Mm-hmm. We just got bumped up to a grade 2 library, yeah, which right. is pretty fancy.
That is. That's awesome.
And so we want more people to know the library is there, because some people don't even realize that Rome mm-hmm. has a library and they live in Rome.
And some of these events that you touched on there too, you mentioned that the staff came up with some of these ideas, and you've mentioned before a couple times in this conversation that the staff felt this or the staff. It sounds like as a director, it's democracy over there.
Oh,
that you
totally.
Really are really wanting other people's feedback. That's some of the best leadership that I hear whenever I'm in this position and I'm talking to people. I hear people doing a very similar thing. That's really encouraging, I think, to people, not just your staff, but to our community and everything.
Yeah.
That's the way you're handling the job.
Yep. Well, and when people have ownership over something, it's almost always going to be a better product, you know, if you want to talk about it in terms like that. But even our community is involved in planning programs with us too. And so the library is a great way to get so many different people together and involved to create something for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So real quick, before we let you go, Nicole, this is a while ago, but my mom sees an article in the newspaper and it's they're looking for radio announcers, looking for DJs. I've never worked in radio. I've never spent a day in radio. I've thought about it as a kid, but you know, I'm an actor. I'm a writer. I've never gotten into this industry. I just throw my hat in the ring, you know? 22 years later, here I am. I'm still doing this. I'm running 5 shows, 2 stations, et cetera, et cetera.
No, you know, just that little thing.
You are the future. That is your future. Like, I know that you didn't go to school for this. I know that this isn't necessarily what you thought was your wheelhouse. That's where we started with this conversation. No, you are born for this. You are made. Like, there's probably a lot of things you were born to do. This is one of them. You are tailor-made for this. We are looking so forward to seeing the future of the Leicester Public Library, how things develop over there, and you joining us again, because as I mentioned, you messed up. You should have been bad. You should have been a bad interview. Now you're good. We're going to have to bring you back, Nicole.
Well, I'm not. When I left the library today to come here, my staff was like, oh, are you excited? You know, because some of them don't like talking. You know, it can be intimidating. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you all know I love to talk about what we're doing and talk to people. And they're like, oh, you? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're going to be just fine. You're going to be all right. Nicole, we've talked about a lot today. If people want to know more or reach out to you, maybe they have ideas for the library or anything like that, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah. You can call the library, the number that James shared before, 715-325-8990. You can also email me directly, small library. You get to just email the director.
Yeah,
really. nmenzel@romepubliclibrary.org. We have a Facebook website that you can go on. We're trying to get into the Instagram game website, so lots of different ways, or you can just stop in. We love that as well.
Yeah, that personal touch, and it goes a long way. Reach out to the staff anytime to find out more, and be sure to follow them on social media. It's a good follow, and when you guys get an Instagram, I'll be one of your first followers.
Oh, you already have it.
Okay, yeah. I'm doing it right after we get done here. I'm gonna look for it and
Rome
find it.
Bookworms. I don't know why that's what it is.
Oh, but I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yep.
I like that though. Yes. That's good. And good on you for taking those initiatives. Thanks so much for joining us today. Fun conversation, Nicole. Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Again, RomePublicLibrary.org is the website, RomePublicLibrary.org. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week. If you missed any of our interviews, you can catch them at civicmedia.us/shows, civicmedia.us/shows. Have a great weekend. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.